Today on Introductions, we'll hear some highlights from the Merritt School of Music's 2011 Performathon, an all-day event for which hundreds of students perform around the clock in dozens of different settings and instrumentations. Our small sampling of the day will include music performed by some of the school's brass ensembles, their clarinet choir, orchestra, and more. Please stay with us. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we'll hear some highlights from the Merritt School of Music's 2011 Performathon. This is an all-day music festival that features hundreds of their students performing a wide variety of repertoire around the clock for one very busy day in February each year. We did broadcast part of this event live back in February, but since we were limited on time, we recorded some of it too, and that's what we're going to listen to this hour. The performances were recorded at the Ann and Howard Gottlieb Hall at the Joy Faith Knapp Music Center in Chicago's West Loop. And most of the students we'll hear this hour attend the school's Alice S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory, which was the school's first program back in 1979 when they opened and remains its signature offering today. Performathon not only showcases the conservatory's student talent, but also raises funds to keep the conservatory tuition-free. Later, we'll hear the Merritt School's orchestra in part of the Scheherazade by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, and Percy Grainger's Molly on the Shore, but this will be an arrangement for clarinet choir. But first, some music for brass. We'll hear the Vexilla Regis by Anton Bruckner, an arrangement by Ralph Sauer for trombone choir, and then a trumpet salutation by Nigel Coombs. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
Music for Trumpet Ensemble. We heard the Merritt School of Music's Honors Trumpet Ensemble in Trumpet Salutation by Nigel Coombs. They're directed by Paul Lowry. Before that, the Merritt Trombone Choir performed Vexilla Regis, a Ralph Sauer arrangement of a piece by Anton Bruckner. Tim Reardon directs the trombone choir. And we'll continue the highlights from Merritt School of Music's 2011 Performathon with more music for brass. This time, the Merritt Brass Ensemble will perform two pieces. First, Children of the Corn by Daniel McCarthy. Yes, that is the same name as the Stephen King novel and movie based on the novel. After that, we'll hear the first movement, Variations on a Song by Carl Lowe, 1827, from the Sonata de Chiesa, or Church Sonata, Opus 146, by Jan Kutzier. Tim Reardon directs the brass choir. This is Introductions. Variations on a Song by Carl Lowe, 1827. That's the name of the first movement of the Sonata de Chiesa, Opus 146 by Jan Kutzier, performed by the Merritt School of Music's brass choir, Tim Reardon directing. Before that, we heard them perform Children of the Corn by Daniel McCarthy, part of this hour of highlights from the 2011 Performathon, a day-long music event that happened in February of this year, involving hundreds of students performing around the clock. The performances we're listening to took place in the Ann and Howard Gottlieb Hall at the Merritt School of Music's Joy Faith Knapp Music Center in Chicago's West Loop. The Performathon features all sorts of instrumentations, and next we'll hear music performed by the Ann Armonico Honors Piano Trio. Here's the third movement, Finale Presto, of Biedrich Smetana's Piano Trio in G minor, Opus 15. This is Introductions. music by Smetana. We heard the third movement, Finale Presto, of his piano trio in G minor, Opus 15. A performance from the 2011 Performathon of the Merritt School of Music, featuring the Ann R. Monaco Honors Piano Trio. Laura Madden was the violinist with cellist Jacqueline Robertson and pianist Mimi Liu. They were coached by directors Paula Kassauer and Anne Berman. Most of the students will hear this hour study at the Ellis S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory. The first program of the Merritt School of Music, which is audition-based and open to the more advanced students of the school. And if you've never been to the Merritt School of Music, I hope you'll consider going there sometime for one of their many concerts. It's very inspiring to see such a diverse group of students from around the Chicago area performing classical and jazz and other kinds of music so enthusiastically. Their website is merrittmusic.org. Next, from the Anne and Howard Gottlieb Hall, a familiar piece by Percy Granger, but arranged for clarinet choir. This is an arrangement by Steve Knight of Molly on the Shore. The Merritt Clarinet Choir now here on Introductions. Thank you. the Merritt School of Music's clarinet choir in Molly on the Shore by Percy Grainger. We heard an arrangement by Steve Knight. Bonnie Campbell is the director of the clarinet choir. This hour, we're listening to some highlights from the 29th Annual Performathon Music Festival at the Merritt School of Music in Chicago's West Loop. You can listen to this program again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, and that's where you can also audition to perform on this program. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear the Merritt School's Symphony Orchestra in part of the Scheherazade by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and in part of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're presenting highlights from the 29th Annual Performathon at the Merritt School of Music, which took place Saturday, February 26th in Chicago's West Loop. The Merritt School of Music was founded in 1979 and now reaches nearly 6,000 young people at dozens of locations throughout the Chicago area. They offer programs for everyone, ranging from newborns through age 18. But don't worry, we're not listening to the newborns today. We're listening to the advanced students of the Alice S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory, which is audition-based and very rigorous. The students attend a full day of classes every Saturday during the school year, plus private lessons and, of course, practicing and ensembles. The Performathon featured more than 375 members of the conservatory in more than 100 performances, and many of the students were involved in this next performance by the Merritt School's Symphony Orchestra. This is the first movement now of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, called The Sea and Sinbad's Ship. The first couple of seconds of this recording turned out scratchy for some reason, but we wanted you to hear this excellent performance anyway. Robert Hasty is conducting, and this is Introductions.
Thank you.
the Merritt School of Music Symphony Orchestra in the first movement, The Sea and Sinbad's Ship of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. Robert Hasty is the conductor of the orchestra, and they'll continue this performance from the 2011 Performathon with three movements from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. We'll hear the first movement, called Sen, the second, Danse des Cygnes, or Dance of the Little Swans, and the fifth movement, Tchardash, Danse Hongroise, or Hungarian Dance. This is Introductions. the Merritt Symphony Orchestra in three movements from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. We heard the first, third, and fifth movements, Scène, Danse des Cygnes, and the Chardash, Danse Hongroise. Robert Hastie conducted from the Ann and Howard Gottlieb Hall at the Joy A. Knapp Music Center in Chicago's West Loop. This hour, we heard highlights from the 2011 Merritt School of Music Performathon, featuring students from the Alice S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory. This was a day-long event last February featuring 375 students in over 100 performances, and you can listen to this program again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions. On our site, you can also upload an audition or send us a video to try to perform on Introductions. And find us on Facebook for updates on WFMT programming, events, and more. The engineers for today's Performathon were Eric Runis and Josh Savageau. The operations manager for WFMT and for this broadcast was Don Mueller. Thanks to the staff of the Merritt School of Music, including but not limited to Duffy Adelson, Timothy Reardon, Troy Anderson, and Tom Bracey. Our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. Steve Robinson is the executive producer of Introductions, and I am David Polk, host and producer of this program. Please join us again next week.